Day 2. Write your headlines. Welcome to Live Like an Editor, the workshop. I'm Tanya Lee, your assistant editor here, to show you how to live your life by design, not by default. Well, welcome back. How did it go yesterday? Did you claim your title for the magazine of you? I hope so, because today we are focused on writing your headlines. More specifically, we're going to talk about two things, your past and your future. So what is a headline? Well, it's defined as a top-level header on an article or piece of content that summarizes the substance of a piece. So I want you to just to be honest with yourself right now. Do you like how you are summarizing yourself and your life? Do you like how you feel when you think about your past? And on the other side, do you like how you feel when you think about your future? Remember, we're focused on designing your life on purpose, and it's all about energy, which means how you tell the story of your life needs to be empowering and produce forward momentum. You see, we're all creative people, but many times we don't think we're creative because we keep creating the same things over and over again. And if this is happening to you, it's a simple fix. You must start telling yourself a new story about your past and your future. Because if you keep telling yourself the same stories over and over again about yourself and your life, you're going to create the same results over and over again. Because thoughts become things. So let's start with the headlines about your past. You see, the past is over. It only exists now in your mind as a collection of thoughts. The past does not affect you. What affects you are your thoughts about the past. So when you think of the past or maybe something that happened in the past and you feel a negative emotion, it's not because of that particular circumstance, because it's over. It's not happening to you right now in this moment. What's happening in this moment are your thoughts about it. Now, I don't want to discredit that bad things have happened in our past. For example, I have experienced abuse, and I've worked with many clients who have experienced abuse. I've worked with clients who have lost loved ones, who've had traumatic things happen in the past. But in this moment, just take note that if we didn't have thoughts, if for some reason we developed amnesia, we couldn't have a feeling about that circumstance because we wouldn't have thoughts about it. This is good news, my friends. What this means is that you can write the headlines of your past on purpose, in a way that supports you, in a way that aligns with your goals, in a way that aligns with the title of your magazine. I used to use my past against me. I had a lot of shame about my past. I had a lot in my past that I thought was hurtful, but the reality was I was hurting myself over and over and over again with how I was telling the story of my past. And when I thought about who I wanted to be, that very first word that came to mind, worldly, that woman owned her past. She embraced it and she made it work for her. And so I learned this useful skill of turning my facts of my life into beautiful fiction. Because that's the thing. Facts are neutral. Facts don't cause feelings. What causes feelings is our fiction around the facts of our lives. And so if you're telling yourself thoughts that create negative emotion, it's not the facts doing that. It's how you're interpreting it. For example, a fact is I grew up in a trailer. That is a fact. We can all agree upon it. No one's going to argue that I grew up in a trailer. And that statement alone doesn't produce any emotion. It just is. But when I start telling the story of how I wasn't good enough, how my childhood was not extravagant, wasn't luxurious, how my parents weren't wealthy, how I missed out on the best that life had to offer as a child, how we struggled financially. When I start telling those stories, I feel disempowered. I feel like I'm a prisoner of my past. Now, notice it's not that I grew up in a trailer that's creating that. It is my fiction around that fact. A more recent situation was I moved to Puerto Rico and I left after living there for 2 weeks. Those are facts. Now, if I tell the story that I was a failure, that I made a huge mistake, that I should have done more research, none of those thoughts serve me right now. None of those thoughts empower me. And believe it or not, those thoughts are optional. Of all the thoughts that I could think about that situation, why would I choose to think that? Now, we can't control what thoughts pop into our brain, right? We have crazy thoughts every single day. And trust me, when I decided to come back from Puerto Rico, my brain was trying to convince me of what a failure I was. But I refused to feed those thoughts. I refused to fondle them. I was like, no, those thoughts don't serve me. And I chose to write new headlines instead. The headline of Tanya Lee's brave move to Puerto Rico lasts for 2 weeks. Or three lessons learned after 2 weeks of living in Puerto Rico. Notice how those two headlines are empowering. They feel so much better. And they align with my word. My title for this year, which is audacious. We get to write the headlines of our past any way we want to. Are you writing yours on purpose? Are you writing them in such a way that you actually want to open up and read your own magazine? Does it inspire you? Does it empower you? If not, it's time to rewrite those headlines, which is what you're going to do today. So that's about the past. I also want us to think about the future. Just like the past, the future is just a story in your mind, and it's yours to create. Unfortunately, many of you are telling a story of your future that is scary, that is overwhelming, that is full of scarcity and lack and loneliness and disappointment. And here's what you must know about the brain and how the brain works. The brain only knows two things: the words you speak and the images you hold. So if you're speaking about your future in a way that creates fear and stress and doubt and uncertainty, and at the same time you're holding images about your future that create the same types of emotions, so when you think of your future and you're seeing it in your mind, you're seeing scary things, then you're subconsciously telling your brain, this is what we're supposed to create. And it's not because that's what you want to create, right? Not at all. You want the opposite of all of that. But the brain doesn't know that. The brain just hears and sees fear, scarcity, whatever that scary image is of your future. And it thinks that that's what it's supposed to create. That's the command you're giving it, which is why we have to think on purpose in order to design our lives. Instead of thinking by default, instead of thinking from our past, from the way things have been, and therefore recreating similar past situations over and over again, you have to learn the skill of thinking from your future and holding the vision of the future that you desire so that you can become a match for it, so that you can command your brain, hey, listen, this is what we're working on. This is what I want us to create, which means you're going to have to write powerful headlines about your future. Go into the future and imagine the version of you that you're becoming. Imagine what you have accomplished. Imagine what is surrounding you, how your life is, and begin to think and feel from that place. Begin to be that woman now. About 8 years ago, I was doing this exact same exercise. And one of the headlines that I wrote at the time was, from the trailer park to the penthouse. Now, at the time, I wasn't in the trailer park. I was actually living in a very small condo following a divorce. But I remember sitting there and thinking from my future, thinking about where I wanted to be, thinking about what I wanted to create, the kind of woman I wanted to become. Fast forward to last year, I was living in a penthouse. It's crazy how powerful the words are that we speak. And unfortunately, we don't use this skill on purpose. And so we're speaking things into our existence that we don't want. If you don't want to be poor, stop talking about how broke you are. Create a new headline for yourself. Now, we're going to dive deeper into this on the last day because mindset and energy behind our thoughts and words are so important. But for today, I just want you to think about headlines from your past and the headlines from your future. And I've even given you some prompts within your workbook. You can use these prompts or you can come up with new ones. But I want you to, number one, retell your story from the past from a place of power. The prompts that I've given you are insert your name, three lessons learned from a difficult time in your life. So for me, I would write Tanya Lee, three lessons learned from eating Cheetos and dreaming of George Clooney. Wow, that's actually a good headline. I would want to read that story. But I just remember that time I was a single mom living in a tiny apartment and just scared and depressed. But now I'm telling that story in a way that empowers me. Instead of being a victim to that time, I used that time and I dug for the lessons that came out of it. So even right now, if you haven't been used to telling the story in a positive way, look for the lessons learned from a difficult time in your life. I promise you, you will find them. The other prompt is the comeback of, insert your name, and then insert three qualities that helped you get through a difficult time. So I would say the comeback of Tanya Lee, grit, grace, and gumption. And then your name on three topics you're passionate about. So Tanya Lee on love, life, and style. So your turn. And again, you can use these prompts or you can make up your own. Then I want you to think about your future. I want you to envision it as if it's happening now. And I want you to write your headlines on purpose. I want you to speak your future into existence by claiming it. Number one, writing it, using the words and envisioning it. And I've given you three prompts. Again, you can use these or come up with your own. But the first one is your name, life as a, and insert your goal here. So maybe it's life as a New York Times bestseller, life as a fashion designer, life as a stay-at-home mom, life as a minimalist, life as, you see where I'm going. It can be anything. But imagine what your goal is in the future and then write it as if it's already happened and give yourself the experience of imagining it. Of feeling it as if it's already happened. Because again, when you feel it as if it's already happened, you become a match for it. If you are misaligned with your goal, it's very hard for it to come into your existence, into your reality. So the work is to become a match by feeling it as if it's already happened. So what would it feel like to be a millionaire? What would it feel like to be a doctor? What would it feel like to be a New York Times bestseller? Allow yourself to feel it because remember, the reason why you want anything is because of the feeling you think having that thing will give you. But you don't have to wait for that thing in order to feel it. In fact, the more you feel as if you already have it now, the easier it's going to be to create it. Okay. Next prompt is new beginnings. Your name celebrates your goal at future age. So maybe it's celebrates $1 million business. At age 35, celebrates buying her first home at age 40, celebrates getting married for the second time at age 70. It doesn't matter. Have fun with this. I love these exercises. I love dreaming about our futures. When we give ourselves permission to dream without rules, to dream audaciously. And that's what I want you to do here. And then finally, at home with your name, list three desired feelings and dream location, right? So it could be at home with Tanya Lee. Elegance, style, and love in Paris. Ooh, I love the sound of that. Now, in today's lesson, you're going to notice in your workbook a new addition. We call this your first editorial experiment. This is where I want you to take this work a little bit deeper. So I want you to think of an old story that's been holding you back. And then I want you to separate your facts from your fiction. Now, this is going to take some practice. And this is what I coach a lot of women around, but when they get it, their life is never the same. And this is why coaching is so important. We don't even realize how we're holding ourselves back. But this is a lot of the work that I do within the School of Self-Image, is helping women see what are the facts of their situation and what's the fiction that's holding them back, that's keeping them stuck in a self-image that no longer serves them. So let's say, for example, the facts are you had a divorce 2 years ago. They're facts. We could all look at the divorce papers and agree, yes, you had a divorce 2 years ago. But your fiction is, I'm never going to find love again. I failed at my marriage. My husband never loved me. I'm going to be lonely and alone for the rest of my life. So first of all, can you see how you're telling a story about the past that doesn't serve you? And then you may be projecting a scary story into the future based on the story that you're telling of the past that's no good. And a lot of you think that your fiction is the facts, but it's not. You will know a fact because we will all agree upon it. And in that case, not all of us would agree that you're going to be lonely in the future. In fact, if I'm your coach, I would never agree with that statement. I'm going to hold the highest intention for you, and I'm going to hold the highest vision for you, and I'm going to constantly invite you to step into it. But it's so important that you understand how to separate out the facts from the fiction so that you can tell your fiction on purpose, so that you can design your life on purpose. So for your experiment, what I want you to do is to look at what are the facts and what's your current fiction that you want to rewrite. And then I want you to take that and write a new headline. Okay. And then you're going to follow that by a 1 to 2 sentence blurb with the new story. And if you're feeling inspired to go even deeper and tell the story in a deeper way, feel free. But 1 to 2 sentences minimum, just so that you can begin to rewire your brain for a new fiction that supports you, that aligns with who you want to be, that helps you get the results that you want to get in your life. As the editor-in-chief of your life, your greatest asset is your ability to reinterpret old stories through a new lens. I want you to mine for the gold of your past, and I want you to cast a powerful vision for your future. Take control of the narrative. Take back control of your future. That is your property. You get to design it any way you want. Write your irresistible headlines about your past and your future that align with the woman you want to be and the life that you are creating. What would your life be like if you truly saw yourself as extraordinary? This is the work that we do within the School of Self-Image membership. And the doors are open for a limited time, so come check it out. You can go to schoolofselfimage.com/yes.